She just asked a question, continuing the other one about dying in Vrindavan, or devotee dying, and that anyone who dies in Vrindavan, they'll get that fortune of sometime, some future life, they'll get liberated because of the blessing of Vrindavan, death in Vrindavan. So the question is, well, what if a devotee, if he dies outside of Vrindavan, and he didn't die in Vrindavan, so he doesn't have that fortune of getting liberated. No, he'll also get liberated when he comes to Prema. See, the devotee, that's why Narada Muni told. He told the butcher's son, when he met the butcher, or the butcher, he said, "Oh, you butcher," because the butcher said, when will I get liberated? Can you tell me? And he said, "I don't know when you'll get liberated. Because he said, when will I get liberated?" The butcher asked Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, "It's better you don't die. You should not die. Oh butcher, you should not die, and you should not live. Because if you die, you'll go to hell for millions of births for your killing of all these innocent animals. Millions of births. And if you live, you're living in hell. All this pain and all this fear and all this horrible situation you're living in, up to your knees in blood, and it's horrible. So better you don't live, you don't die." And then Narada Muni met the king's son, and he said, "Narada Muni, when will I get liberated?" He said, "No, you don't worry about liberation. You live a long, long time. You just live a long, long time. I give you a blessing. Don't worry about liberation. You just live a long time." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because you're a king's son. So you're fabulously wealthy. So you're enjoying so much. So better you live a long time and enjoy and enjoy and enjoy. Because when you die, you'll have to go to hell and suffer for all your indulgence. So then Narada Muni met a devotee. The devotee said, "Narada Muni, can you tell me about my future? Can you read my palm? Can you read my palm? Are you a palmist? Can you read my palm? Do you know astrology? You can tell me about my chart." And then he said, "Yes, devotee, Krishna Bhakta." He said, "You can live or you can die. Live or die." He said, "If you live, you're always thinking of Krishna. And you're living in Vrindavan, like Lord Chaitanya is told in CC, Moramana Have Vrindavan." He says, "Lord Chaitanya, wherever you are is Vrindavan." This is when he was thinking he was going to Vrindavan, down the Yamuna to Vrindavan, and Nityananda and Advaita tricked him and put him on a boat and took him to Shantipur. So he thought that the Ganga was Yamuna, and he thought the banks of the Ganga were the banks of the Yamuna. And then he was so happy, "Oh, I'm going to Vrindavan. And they all said, "Goodbye, have a good trip to Vrindavan, enjoy your trip." And so, yeah, and he was so much in Mahabhava, he didn't know what was happening. So then he was going for some time down, a few hours down the river in the boat. And then it came to the ghat in Shantipur, and Vaitacharya is there with a fresh towel and fresh dry kopans. He said, "Oh, Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, welcome, swagatam. Because Lord Chaitanya, his clothes were wet or whatever from the Ganga bathing or whatever in the boat. So then Lord Chaitanya said, What is this? You're from Shantipur. Why are you not in Vrindavan? Am I in Vrindavan or what?" So then Vaitacharya said, "Oh, Moramana Have Vrindavan. You're wherever you are, your mind is always Vrindavan." So Narada Muni told the devotee, "Devotee, you can either live or die, because if you live, you're always thinking of Vrindavan, and you're with Krishna, and if you die, you're going to Krishna." So a devotee if a devotee dies in Vrindavan, then he gets the blessings of dying in Vrindavan, that he'll get liberated to Goloka very soon, and still he has to attain prema. But because he died in Vrindavan, that means sada tad bhava bhavita. He may be cultivating intense bhava and feelings and loving and attraction and attachment for Vrindavan. So because of that sada tad bhava bhavita, specifically for Vrindavan, he will take birth again in Vrindavan and do his bhajan. The devotee dies outside of Vrindavan. He also may be thinking of Vrindavan or whatever. But he will also go to Vrindavan when his bhajan becomes ripe and he attains prema. However, he's living outside, maybe wants to live in Vrindavan, but he's thinking more about the outside world also. I think of Vrindavan, I remember Vrindavan. So he maybe has more attachments for the Russia or America. And he says, oh, I like Vrindavan, but I can't live there. It's too austere for me. I live in Moscow, I live in Germany, in America, whatever. So therefore, his next birth when he dies may not be Vrindavan, because he hasn't been cultivating that Sadatad Bhava Bhavita for Brajavas. So there is some extra advantage for the devotee who lives here many, many years. It's pretty sure that he'll be so attached and always thinking and seeing Vrindavan, 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 like the Rikshawalas, Vrindavan, 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 that his next birth will be in Brajmandal, depending on his bhav. Whereas many devotees live outside, they're very well-minded, but they're very much, I know many devotees in L.A., they have a lot of L.A. consciousness. And they live in Alachua, they have a lot of Alachua consciousness. I'm sorry to say. They're good devotees, but they like Alachua. So Krishna says in Gita, we shouldn't like anything or dislike. He says aversion or attraction or the opposite. We should like Vrindavan, we should be attached to Vrindavan, we should always think of Vrindavan, always want to live here. But that ideal devotee that's living anywhere outside of Vrindavan and he's constantly hankering to live here and constantly thinking of Vrindavan, then he's probably more in Vrindavan than even a person living here. So obviously his next life he'll be born in Vrindavan. But there are many devotees, you also may know some yourself, that, I love my Krishna, but I like my L.A. So this is a Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavindam, Jaya Jaya Shama, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavindam. So Vrindavan is Pavitram Mangalam Satyam Shivaram Sundaram. All these qualities are there.